This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting Maui today to comfort fire survivors, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They'll meet with survivors, first responders, and officials while visiting Lahaina, a historic town virtually destroyed by a disaster whose full impact and death toll remain unknown.
Imagine being a mom or dad, wondering where your child is. Imagine being a husband or wife, a mother or father. It's really tough stuff.
The president last week pledged Hawaii will have all the federal aid it needs. He'll tap a FEMA official to head the long-term recovery effort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has pledged to keep up military support for Ukraine for as long as it takes during talks in Athens with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He also voiced willingness Monday to help with post-war rebuilding. Zelensky flew to the Greek capital for his fourth visit to a European Union capital in 3 days and was to attend an informal meeting of Balkan leaders with top European Union officials later Monday. Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin posted his first video address since leading a short-lived mutiny in late June, appearing in a clip possibly shot in Africa on Telegram channels affiliated with the Wagner Group on Monday. Prigozhin is seen standing in a desert area in camouflage and with a rifle in his hands. In the distance, there are more armed men and a pickup truck. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. West African nations have rejected a call by Niger's coup leaders for a 3-year transition back to democracy as the crisis hit country's neighbors weigh whether to take military action. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
The ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Musa, spoke to a Nigerian television channel Monday. Fattah Musa said the 3-year transition plan proposed by Niger's military junta was unacceptable, adding that the regional bloc ECOWAS insists on the return of constitutional order as quickly as possible. He said the junta proposed the transition plan as a distraction to remain in power for longer. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Saudi Arabian border guards have killed hundreds of Ethiopian migrants, including women and children, who attempted to enter the kingdom along its mountainous border with Yemen, Human Rights Watch said on Monday. In a 73-page report, the rights group said Saudi guards used explosive weapons to kill some migrants and shot at others from close range. Human Rights Watch said attacks against groups of migrants who used remote mountain tracks to cross into Saudi Arabia by foot were widespread and systemic, and that the killings are continuing. Nurse Lucy Letby, Britain's most prolific serial child killer in modern times, will spend the rest of her life behind bars for murdering 7 newborn babies and trying to kill another 6, a judge ordered on Monday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
The 33-year-old murdered the 5 baby boys and 2 baby girls at the neonatal unit of Countess of Chester Hospital in northern England over 13 months from 2015. She injected the infants with insulin or air, or force-fed them milk. Letby refused to leave the cells to hear the sentencing, delivered by Judge James Goss.
There was a deep malevolence bordering on sadism in your actions.
A handwritten note reading, "I am evil, I did this," was found during a police search of her home after her arrest.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Donald Trump's bond has been set at $200,000 in the Georgia state case accusing the former U.S. president of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. The bond agreement was outlined in a court filing signed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and Trump's defense attorneys. It's the 4th criminal case against the former president, who's campaigning to reclaim the White House in 2024. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.